your thought because they're so distracting. But in fact, what we found is the opposite happens, and that's because focus and deep thought is only part of the process. And in fact, innovation most often comes, more often I think than it comes from deep thought, it comes from having interesting conversations with people.
Or you have more time to think when you're stuck in traffic.
That's right, exactly.
You say that if you want to understand where good ideas come from, you have to put them into context.
Yeah, I mean, we have a long, venerable, and important tradition of talking about geniuses who came up with world-changing ideas and looking at their, you know, individual careers. But what I try to do in this book and in the research I've been doing for the last 4 years is to really look at the spaces that allowed people to think these interesting thoughts. And the spaces are sometimes city neighborhoods. They're sometimes particular kind of office environments. Sometimes they're media environments, the kind of information networks that people had access to. And it turns out in all those spaces, there are these kind of shared patterns that keep recurring that are kind of true throughout the whole history of innovation. And I even look at biological systems, biological kind of ecosystems that are having a capacity to support and generate lots of different biological diversity or innovation.
You have distilled 7 patterns for fostering good ideas.
Yeah. That was the hardest part about this project is the potential scope of it is so big. I mean, pretty much any interesting idea that any human being had ever